Well, he actually called about a magazine piece I was writing before I did the book for Politico, and it was an article that detailed about two dozen of his massive, extensive business dealings and associations with mobsters, swindlers, con artists, Russian mobsters, and a major cocaine trafficker. And, Donald told me essentially, you know, I like some of the stuff you've written, Dave, but not all of it. And if I don't like what you write, I'll sue you. And I have to tell you, for in the almost 50 years I've been a journalist, from covering the city council and the school board in Santa Cruz, California, in the 1960s to the White House, the only politician who has ever said, you better write it the way I like it or I'll sue you, is Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's stunning. Now, his lawyers are pretty busy defending Melania these days, so you might be pretty far down the list, David.
Well, I may be, but he's cowed every news organization around. And I'll tell you the proof of that. As you know, Peter, I've written stories accusing people of murder. I've exposed foreign agents. I've exposed spies, proved that the LAPD chief had officers sleeping with women to get political information. I mean, stories that had big impact. And this story for Politico magazine didn't have a single fact that hadn't been reported somewhere. Every part of it dealt with public records, court proceedings, regulatory proceedings. So it was all thoroughly documented, and yet it was the most heavily lawyered piece of my career. Maybe there was one piece that was more heavily lawyered, just one.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous, the amount of lawyering it got, and that told me how much the publishers were afraid that Donald Trump would sue them. Now, he couldn't win by any means, but he could cost them millions of dollars in legal fees, as he has others, and that's what they were worried about.